Jesus, Heiland meiner Seele, lass an deine Brust mich fliehen, da die Wasser näher rauschen und die Wetter hellen sehen. O, wie gut ist dir Vertrauen, Jesu dir. Ergebe ich mich,
selig droben
dich zu schauen, dein zu bleiben ewiglich, wer mich in den Leben stürmen, bis vollend, der ist mein Lauf, wir mit uns Frieden haben, nimm den Mann. Seele, ja, o, wie gut ist dir Vertrauen, Jesus, dir ergeb ich mich. Selig droben dich zu schauen, dein zu bleiben ewiglich. Andere Zuflucht hab ich keine, sagen darf ich nur auf dich. Lass, oh, lass mich nicht alleine, heibe her und stärke mich. Oh, wie gut ist dir Vertrauen, Jesus, dir ergeb ich mich. Selig droben dich zu schauen, dein zu bleiben ewiglich. Nur zu dir steht mein Vertrauen, dass kein Übel mich erschreckt. Mit dem Schatten deiner Pflege sei mein wehrlos Hauptbegehr. O, wie gut ist dir Vertrauen, Jesu, dir ergeb ich mich, selig droben dich zu schauen, dein zu bleiben ewiglich. Gnade um Gnade, volle Sehnung sind in dir, o, Jesu mein. Lass die Heilung mich bestreben, nimm gereinigt mich hinein. Oh, wie gut ist dir Vertrauen, Jesu, dir ergeb ich mich. Selig droben dich zu schauen, dein zu bleiben ewiglich. Du bist ja des Lebens Quelle, die den Durst auf ewig still. Sei den Born in meinen Herzen, der zum ewigen Leben quillt. O, wie gut ist dir Vertrauen, Jesu, dir ergeb ich mich. Selig droben dich zu schauen, dein zu bleiben ewiglich.
Du bist ja des Lebens Quelle, die den Durst auf ewig stillt. Heaven has never been touched by Jesus.
No, nothing. Mm-hmm. The nations are breaking, Israel's awaking, the signs that the prophets foretold. The Gentile is numbered with horrors and comfort, eternity soon will unfold. The day of redemption is near, men's hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit, your lamps trimmed and clear. Look up, your redemption is near. The victory is growing, Jerusalem's restoring her national lovely throne. Today she's calling, her letter rains falling. Return, O dispersed, to your own. The day of redemption is near. Men's hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit, your lamps trimmed and clear. Look up, your redemption is near. Heaven's powers are shaking, and many are mistaking God's meaning to be of the sky. God's church is the power that's shaking this hour. The day of redemption is nigh. The day of redemption is near. Men's hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit, your lamps trimmed and clear. Look up, your redemption is near. False prophets are lying, God's truth they're denying, that Jesus the Christ is your God. Though this generation spurns God's revelation, we'll walk where the apostles have trod. The day of redemption is near. Men's hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit, your lamps trimmed and clear. Look up, your redemption is near. False prophets are lying, God's truth they're denying, that Jesus the Christ is our God. Though this generation burns God's revelation, we'll walk where the apostles have trod. The day of redemption is near. Men's hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit, your lamps trimmed and clear. Look up, your redemption is near. That's where it's at. Mm-hmm. And everywhere in it. And go look for nothing else. Nations are breaking. We're right then the closing days of time. Rejoice, O heaven, and ye holy apostles and prophets. For Babylon is falling. This is Babylon here. Nations are breaking. Mm-hmm. The day of redemption is near. Israel is being gathered. All these tribes that were terminated from Israel, they're all coming back. And the devil is trying to stop it. That's what these wars are for.
That's right.
The devil's trying to stop the word of God from happening. But that's why you see all this, all going on. False prophets are lying. What we're telling people here is the truth. They can go listen to all these garbage that's out there. Have yourself a smokers board.
Mm-hmm.
They're nothing but prostitutes. Prostitute churches. Prostitute preachers. I keep saying it over and over again. If you're not interconnected with these seven angels, with the seven stars,
mm-hmm.
and here in our generation of Laodicea,
right.
we have a prophet. If you want to go listen to these donkeys out there, these false, all these religions, go for it.
Mm-hmm.
It's each to his own.
You have to realize one thing. When the Jews rejected Jesus, they lost their spiritual connection to God.
Yep.
And when the Gentiles rejected God's message that he had through his prophet that he had here on earth, America lost their spirituality and the world. And what you see out there is mostly secular Christianity.
Yeah.
It's the charismatic spirit that took over. And that's what you mostly see out there. And that's why you say, if you want to go listen to them, you can go ahead and listen to them. But one thing you will find out, they're not interconnected to.
You're being deceived.
Mm-hmm.
Deceived. The God of this evil age has blinded the mind today of people who walk the wrong way according to God's own word, denying the things He's done, of sending His only Son, accepting the creeds of man, rejecting the word of God. This is the evening time. It's later than you think. The bride is preparing now for her Lord to meet. All things are ready now. The kind of I hear. He that hath an ear to hear. The evening time is here. The darkness throughout the land. This world just can't understand. A prophet has walked this land, proclaiming the way to God. If you would be saved today, then follow the words He gave, accepting the word of God, for this is the evening time. This is the evening time. It's later than you think. The bride is preparing now for her Lord to meet. All things are ready now. So come by and I hear. He that hath an ear to hear. The evening time is here. The darkness throughout the land. This world just can't understand. A prophet has walked this land, proclaiming the way to God. If you would be saved today, then follow the words He gave, accepting the word of God, for this is the evening time. This is the evening time. It's later than you think. The bride is preparing now for her Lord to meet. All things are ready now. So come by and I hear. He that hath an ear to hear. The evening time is here. A king made a feast for a banquet, invited all his men to come and play. But he didn't know before the night was over that the kingdom that he held would pass away. As the crowd began to roar in every drunken slumber, a worried look soon took his smile away. As he looked, he said, "Behold, I see a finger, and it's writing something on the wall today. The handwriting's on the wall, can't you see it? The message tells a story again today. Don't be waiting the balance and find wanting. Don't turn down the truth for your day. I send warning and now I'm sending judgment on a nation that's forgotten how to pray. And there's no way to erase it. The handwriting's on the wall again today. Now this world is getting closer to destruction. As you walk the streets, you can hear the word doomsday. And we all know that something's soon to happen, for wicked men refuse to stop and pray. So laughter will one day turn to mourning, and the cries for help will be heard far away. Like the king when he finally saw the message, it was then he realized he'd waited too late. The handwriting's on the wall, can't you see it? The message tells the story again today. Don't be waiting the balance and find wanting. Don't turn down the truth for your day. I send warning, and now I'm sending judgment on a nation that's forgotten how to pray. There's no way to erase it. The handwriting's on the wall again today. Now this world is getting closer to destruction. As you walk the streets, you can hear the word doomsday. And we all know that something's soon to happen. For wicked men refuse to stop and pray. Soon laughter will one day turn to mourning, and the cries for help will be heard far away. Like the king when he finally saw the message, it was then he realized he waited too late. The handwriting's on the wall, can't you see it? The message tells the story again today. Don't be weighing the balance and find one thing. Don't turn down the truth for your day. I send warning and now I'm sending judgment on a nation that's forgotten how to pray. And there's no way to erase it. The handwriting's on the wall again today. And there's no way to erase it. The handwriting's on the world again today. Amen to that. Mm-hmm. Prophet has walked this land.
That's right.
That was back in the 50s, 60s. Mm-hmm. The prophet has walked this land. It's all winding down to the finish wire.
What a beautiful era that was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We tell the people, they tell us doomsday prophet. We're a doomsday guy. Well, mm-hmm. We're truth. We're truthers. We tell people the truth.
That's right. Don't you think that's what they call the prophets for Israel? The doomsday prophets, you know, everything they prophesied came to pass. You know, they were just warning, because when God sends judgment, he will always send warning first, and because he just wants people to prepare themselves and to, change their ways. And he's a merciful God. But if they don't, just like it says in the book of Revelation, if people don't give God the glory, you know, these things will come upon them.
Amen. We're right. We've arrived. There's no use mm-hmm. trying to start up something
That's
new.
Right.
We're just continuing with the program. He has sounded forth the trumpet that shall never shall retreat. He is sifting out the hearts of men before his judgment seat. Oh, be swift, my soul, to answer him. Be jubilant, my feet. Our God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. You could almost say his truth is galloping.
Mm-hmm.
Can you notice how fast the week goes by?
Yeah.
Just barely finished Saturday, and here, before you know it, Saturday's here again.
Mm-hmm.
But truth is marching on. One day we'll just bump right into the day of the
mm-hmm.
Lord. And, it don't stop for nobody. Just rapidly moving ahead.
That's right.
And we got the truth here. it's not readily accepted because the truth is evil spoken of.
Yeah.
And it's not, like I say, it's not a very welcome message.
And then you have to look at the God of this evil age has blinded the hearts and the minds of people. And then you put it all in a basket and you can really see the picture that we're living at that time frame in the end.
Amen to that. We're just doing our job here for the last almost 50 years now. That's when my daughter was born. The Lord began dealing with me. Sam, we got some work to do. I'll show you things, and I want you to go speak for me. And then we've been speaking for practically 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
In 2012, he started putting his website out. But even before that, I was really rocking the boat, and then how to ride boat. That's where it started. And they're just as blind as they were back when that split came.
Mm-hmm.
They're ignorant. They're not opening their eyes to look around. When we try to present them with the truth, what's going on, they laugh and mock at us. First that rejoice of heaven.
Revelation 18:20.
I'll tell you where we are in time. You don't know where you are in time, where have you been, you know? What have you been listening to? Listening to these prostitute preachers out there. They're nothing but agents of Satan. Make sure you never find it. Oh, they're entertaining, I tell you. Man, they can preach. But there's nothing in it. They're out of touch with reality. They won't tell you what we're telling people.
That's right.
We're telling people the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Here's Revelation 18, chapter 20. Rejoice over her, thou heaven, and ye holy apostles and prophets, for God avenged her on you. And, Revelation 18, it's all in there, where we are at time. The fall of Babylon. We've been trying to tell people what Babylon is. Babylon is the Vatican. The modern-day Babylon is the Catholic Church. It's the Vatican. It's over there. It's got a place there. It's Vatican City, that's Babylon. She controls all the commerce and everything that's going on. But Babylon is falling. And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, and here it is, Babylon the Great. I tell you, she is a great power, that Babylon, that papal system, that NATO. And Babylon the Great is fallen. And is becoming the habitation of devils and the hole of every foul spirit and the cage of every unclean and hateful bird. For all the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication.
Mm-hmm.
And the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. These little trinkets, she's behind all the commerce. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities. Reward her even as she rewarded you, and double unto her, doubly according to her works. And the cup which she had filled with her double filled for her double. How much she had glorified herself and lived deliciously, so much torment and sorrow gave her. For she said in her heart, I sit as a queen and am no widow and shall see no sorrow. Therefore shall her plagues come in one day, and mourning and famine, and she shall be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord God who judged her. That's happening. Here, one day, she'll be destroyed in one day. That doesn't mean in 24 hours. And one day, with the Lord and revelation language, we got the back in Daniel, it says, the wise shall understand. It's a different language than your everyday normal language.
Right.
It says here, and one day, and you and I, like we're on those, some of those, we're one of those people that Daniel saw, and the end time he has all these pictures, and he had all these phenomena and all these things, and he couldn't understand, and then he begged an angel, and then Daniel said, Daniel, don't worry about it. In time, the wise shall understand. See, you and I, we might as well just sit with it. You and I are counted amongst these wise people that they're going to understand exactly what it says here. When we tell you, then in one day, and like I say, it's different language. It doesn't mean 24 hours, because it says there was silence in heaven for the space of about half an hour. Now, that's a, like I say, this is revelation language now. So you got to kind of disconnect yourself from everyday talking points.
That's right.
And you got to find out, okay, one day, well, if half an hour, if half an hour is 3.5 years, then here one day has to be 7 years.
And you have to realize what it pertains to, what time frame it pertains to. So that time frame pertains to the week of Daniel, and that week of Daniel is 7 years.
And it says, for she shall be utterly burned with fire, as strong as the Lord. And it says here, for in one day, that, and mourning, and famine, and destruction. And that one day is 7 years. And that one day, it started October the 15th, 2021. And there, they begin the destruction of dead Babylon. The mechanism began to get worked into, and all of a sudden we see things, wars and rumors of wars, and we see Israel rising up, taking a position here in his end time, and we see it, and all the world, the kingdoms of this world, they're trying to stop Israel from going on with the plan. But see, behind it is the Spirit of the living God, and they can't stop it, because the time has now arrived when God is bringing Israel back to the homeland. And like I say, Satan, he hates that, because he knows his time is short, and he knows when this is going to happen, he is headed for hell. Just that simple. And you and I, we're the only two people on planet Earth out of 8 billion people that have been given the understanding that we can tell you exactly right to the day when that 7 year period began. And the Gentile day is over. The Gentile day is numbered with horrors and comfort. Return or disperse to your soul. And Israel is coming back to the homeland. I just read yesterday how many thousands of new immigrants coming back to Israel, you know, from all over the world. They're coming in. And right before our very eyes, they can see this whole picture unfolding, and people are too stupid. They just believe the lie that these false prophets are telling them. False prophets are lying. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for this another day of life. And most of the Lord, we give you thanks that you know not be your word to us, Lord, that you prepared us back in the early 90s to do this very thing that we're doing here today. We did everything, Lord, what we know to do. You told us to prepare for the day of the Lord. You told us we're coming soon. And we've done, put our faces of flint towards the heavenlies, and we begin to see some things that we've never seen before. Then he brought us to the ministry of Brother Branham, and he allowed us to let us know that there's nothing outside of that prophet. He told us, send Elijah the prophet. You've done all these things, Lord, to prepare us for the hour that we're now living in. And all we're doing now, Lord, we're putting it out there for whosoever will. It's there for the taking, Lord. It's free. It's open for everybody, whosoever will, Lord. And we just once again give you thanks enough, Lord, that you took time out to use us for your honor and for your glory. That's all we ever wanted in life, to be used of you, Lord. We woke up many a night in a cold sweat, knowing, realizing back in that Hutterite club, that we're not doing nothing for you, Lord. All we're doing is wasting away there. But you opened up our understanding. You brought us the truth for this end time. You brought us to the ministry of Brother Branham and then Brother Jackson. And then you tested everybody. And you found Lorraine and I faithful to continue on with the program. And that's all we're doing. We're just putting it out for whosoever will. Let him come and partake of the waters of life freely. We have no other message. We don't have something new to give to the people. We're just delivering the things that have been firmly established, Lord. We give you thanks that you've given us the grace to do that, Lord. We just pray you'll open the hearts of the people that they'll see how serious an hour we're living in. Also, Lord, I pray you'll give that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
All you gotta do is look around. Now, all these, when we tell you Babylon is the Vatican, she's controlled, that papal system, they control all these churches, mm-hmm. all these prostitutes, they're all just prostitute churches. They're all just harlots. If you, like I say, if you want to go and listen to them and see what they have, it's just entertainment. But behind it is the spirit of Satan, luring and lulling the people to sleep. Nobody's going to tell people what you and I are telling them because they don't be the Satanists ahead of it. Behind it is the spirit of Satan. I don't care how holy and how long their beards are and how their attire is they're wearing. They got all these robes on and it looks like something super. And then they get in that pulpit and man, these people can preach. They're so anointed, you put you to shame. And it looks very entertaining. But see, they're nothing but Satan's weapons of mass deception. They're harlots. They're prostitutes. If you want, like I say, you want to go and listen to them, that's your business. But we've got the truth here, and it's for certain people, that for believers. Mm-hmm. Believers will believe what we're saying here, and we're just putting it out there. That thing that you can see now, for the first time, in history, the president of the United States is not going over there kissing the Pope's feet. In fact, Trump is the only one that has ever put that Pope in his place. You see, they're debating right now, this mm-hmm. argument they got going back there, and he put that Pope right back where he belongs to be. And that Pope is not going to take that sitting down. And here you can now see it. Now, all of a sudden, NATO is that scarlet color beast that mm-hmm. that Pope was riding. Mm-hmm. It's the power that's going to hear of this end time. Now all of a sudden NATO is turning against the U.S. and they're not going to support them in that war over there with Iran. And one of these days Trump, he's just going to pull out of NATO and he's going to have to come back to America and take care of business. But in the meantime, we can see how that Babylon is crumbling. At the end of the day, rejoice, O heaven, and you holy apostles and prophets, for Babylon is fallen, and one day her doom is coming. At the end of this seven-year period, October the 15th, 2021, right to the day, exactly seven years, exactly 1,260 days, and then 42 months, right to the day that an angel comes down, and Satan is no more. And mm-hmm. that Vatican, between now and then, that Vatican's getting an atomic bomb because it says here he's going to destroy her with fire and the people will stand from afar off. Why would they stand afar off? Because they don't want to go near that nuclear fallout. Mm-hmm. That's what happens when there's a nuclear bomb. You don't want to get contaminated with that nuclear. And at the end of the day, she's, like I say, mm-hmm. she's getting a nuclear bomb right down in that stack where they make their popes, right at headquarters. Where they make their pope. You could take these things to the bank because we've been saturating ourselves with the scriptures, with the fact of what that prophet said, with the fact what that chief apostle said, Brother Jackson, mm-hmm. and they informed us all that because we're some of those people the wise shall understand, and we're those people that God has hidden from the wise and the worldly wise. Mm-hmm. God has hidden from the wise and the prudent, but revealed them unto babe such as would learn. That's mm-hmm. where we got our information from, and then we just spend time and fasting and praying just so we can get to see what's going on in the end time. It's right out here, right before your very eyes, just like it was back in the days when Bill Zazzer, when he had his part in his orgies, and the handwriting came on the wall. The handwriting is on the wall. Just open up your eyes. Just open up your understanding. And you're going to see exactly what we're saying here is 100% accurate. We've been beating the drums here forever and a day, but people still flirt around with all that filth, religious filth out there. They call themselves preachers. When they get in that pulpit, they get anointed. There's an anointing come over them. That, man, that Sam and Lorraine, they're crazy. We could listen to this preacher today, and he had a wonderful sermon. But I tell you what, I keep saying it over and over again, it's what they don't see. That's so deadly. Mm-hmm. They won't tell you what we're telling people. They make sure it'll lure you away. That's why Jesus said the deception will be of such magnitude that it'll even deceive the very elect, if it would be possible. But see, for you and I, it's impossible that they get deceived, because that's all we've ever wanted in life, that we have set our faces and fled towards the heavenlies, towards all we've ever wanted. Lord, use us for your glory. Use us here, especially here in these closing days of time, that we have a truth to put out there for people, for whosoever will. Let them come and partake of the waters of life. Really, anything outside of this is just going to take you out to hell and death.
That's right. And you have to understand, there's a lot of misconceptions out there about Babylon. We know the Babylon of old, back on the days of Nimrod, that was there at around the Euphrates River. That's where Babylon was situated.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they were able to come in, the Medes and the Persians, to conquer the Babylonians. See, those are the kingdoms that Daniel speaks of, that was given. He was given a vision and the interpretation of these things, and also John saw them as well, what those kingdoms represent. Like they're brought down in a sense of a lion, and then a bear, and then a leopard, and then there's the diverse beast. See, a lot of people, they think the Muslims is that beast system, or that Antichrist, mm-hmm. and then they say it's America, mm-hmm. Because of what it has evolved into. But you have to always take it back to scripture. Like it says, Mystery Babylon. See, there is the literal Babylon that was down there at Nimrod's era of time, and so on. Babylon with Nebuchadnezzar, that was Babylon, the kingdom of Babylon. When you will look at the spiritual Babylon, it evolved into, just like Daniel saw that four beasts, and he saw those 10 horns, and out of those 10 horns there came a little horn, and that talks about that fourth kingdom and that landmass that fourth kingdom had conquered. It started out with the Babylonians, the Medes and the Persian and the Grecian, and then it evolved into the Roman Empire. And that Roman Empire evolved into the Holy Roman Empire. That's that little horn that Daniel saw. And that's that scarlet-colored beast, mm-hmm. that landmass of that European world there. What Roman Catholicism and all those four beasts combined had conquered. Mm-hmm. It conquered right down to India, to the borders of India, and all the way to Israel, to the northern shores of Africa, and Europe there, even up to Great Britain, to the UK. That is all part of that landmass that they conquered. And then and the mystery of Babylon evolved into that Holy Roman Empire when that Catholicism took over the reins of that beast. Mm-hmm. And that's that mystery Babylon that it talks about. And Babylon, it says here, is falling. It's falling. And you can see what that week of Daniel here is all about is to fulfill this scripture here, that Babylon is falling. And that's why we can rejoice. Like Satan's reign is coming to an end. That's who's behind it, is Satan. He has taken over really that Pope system, mm-hmm. the Satan, and that's who's reign ruling it behind the scene in the spiritual setting. Sure, you see a Pope down there sitting there in his Vatican castle, but behind it is Satan himself. Is the spirit of Satan is doing the work, and all his demonic forces. And that's why we can rejoice. That's like it says, rejoice, O heavens, And we as Christians and believers can rejoice because Satan, his reign is coming to an end. And that's why Babylon is falling. It's falling. His kingdom is coming down. He's just been given 6,000 years until that time comes when the week of Daniel is over. And then that angel, that mighty angel comes down and he takes Satan and he puts him in chains and he's going to be locked up for 1,000 years. And that's why we can really rejoice, because when you look at the world setting right now and you kind of, the devil would like you to think that he is in charge, as he's like, this thing is going to go continuing on and on and on, but it's not. It has its time frame. Just like World War II had its time frame. It came to an end. And that's how this will come to an end, because Babylon is falling.
Yeah, we're marching toward, we're galloping towards the day of the
Lord.
That's
right.
And the day of the Lord, Satan is no more. Mm-hmm. And like now, you can just open up your eyes. It's so very, right before your eyes, all of a sudden NATO, America has protected NATO.
That's
over
right.
the years. All of a sudden NATO is turning their back on the U.S. and we're not gonna support this thing over in Iran.
They'd rather be support the RGC,
because Iran is just another puppet of the Vatican.
That's
behind
right.
the scenes, everything is happening behind the scenes, and the Vatican does not want America to go into Iran and upset the rebel cause, because all Iran is a tool of Satan.
That's right.
The Muslims is just a weapon of Satan, of the Roman Catholic Church, and they use the Muslims to do the dirty work.
Absolutely.
But you haven't seen nothing. Wait until the Vatican steps up to the plate. Then you'll see something that you've never seen before. You think the Muslims are bad. Wait till the Vatican steps up to the plate.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to be doing that here at his end time. He's going to be exposing himself, and that's why there's going to be a division between the Pope and Donald Trump. The Donald Trump, he's for justice, for law and order. He's actually for God.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that simple.
Mm-hmm.
And the Pope of Rome is for the devil.
That's right.
It's that simple. But see, the Pope's kingdom is falling. It's falling. Babylon is falling. It's all part of that Vatican, that world church system out there. They call themselves preachers.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we're so dead against these people in these pulpits, because they're nothing but agents of Satan. That's exactly right. Because we see, you and I, we have the truth. We're some of those people the wise shall understand. We can tell you actually right down to the day when Babylon is going to be no more.
Mm-hmm.
Because God has given us behold, I'll send you Elijah the prophet through that prophetic ministry back in 1963, February 28th, when that cloud was up in the sky in heaven. You can go back and you can prove it. Just put on your internet and you go into the Life magazine, 1963, and you're going to see that cloud up beyond space, out where there was no cloud formation. It's way up, hundreds of miles up in the sky, up in the in space, and it was there for maybe 2-3 months, just to prove to you what we're saying is right, and so much that God wrote it in the heavens. And that's when 1963, that's what that midnight cry happened. And behold, at midnight there was a cry. It was exactly in the middle of Laodicea. And like I keep saying, we know the beginning. We know it right to the day that in 1906 was the beginning of Laodicea. 1963 was the middle of it. And then October the 15th, 2021, that was the end of the grace age. That was the end of the Gentile age. And that's from there on, you can take it to the bank. It's 7 years. Yeah, people don't believe it. They think we're just a couple of doomsday prophets. No, we're going everything via the scriptures. Midnight cry, February the 20th, 63. The end of it, October the 15th, 2021. Right down to the day. Why do you think it's back in Revelation? 1,260 days, 1,260 days to the middle, and then 42 months to the end of it. And then Satan is no more, and Babylon is no more. That's why you and I, we could rejoice. You rejoice, O heavens, and you holy apostles and prophets, for Babylon is falling. She hasn't fallen yet, But that 1 hour, which is 7 year period, from October the 15th, there will be no more Vatican. There will be no more Pope. All that is going to suddenly come to an end, because everything that can be shaken will be shaken, so that the end of it and that shaking will stop. Only thing that will left is the word of truth. Mm-hmm. It's just that simple. And we're just in the process of seeing it happen right before our very eyes, that it behooves us to be sober, be vigilant, and be so grateful to the Lord that He took time out to allow us to see these things and to wake us up 5 o'clock in the morning, right, so we can keep our limbs all trimmed and burning. We're not just some fly by night. We're not going to tell people what they should do, whether they should listen. We're just putting it out there, just like the Bible. It's out there for everybody, whosoever will. That's why it says back in the book of Revelation, whosoever will, let him come. Whosoever hear it, let him say something. Go out and broadcast what we're telling you here. Go all over the world. Whosoever hear it, let him say come. Whosoever is a thirst, let him come. All you got to do is show some passion and show some that you care about your eternal destiny and the destiny of your children. And if you don't have that, you can just go back and hibernate and fall asleep. But see, you and I, we're awake. We know what's going on. We see the events happening. Like yesterday, I think, that idiot down in Ottawa, he won a majority government now. Now he can rule and reign over Canada, and Canada is part of that British Empire, and he's going to take Canada back exactly into that Vatican program. Mm-hmm. I don't know how God's going to do it all, but we got that idiot in Ottawa. He's a first-class globalist. He's in touch with the Pope, but he's a Roman Catholic, and he's part of that apparatus that the Bible talks about.
Right.
That whore of Revelation. Mm-hmm. And now he's got full power, for now anyway. But when I pray, I see God sets them on slippery slopes, and then He sends them down to destruction. That's what's going to happen to that Babylon the Great, is being cast into destruction. It's just that simple. It's only got 2 more years, a little bit over 2 more years, less than 3. You could do the math. You can do the math yourself, because we're now in 26, 27, 28. It's only 2.5 years from now. It's no more, because sometime in October, November, December of 2028, that's it. According to the scriptures, like, not because I say so, not because I had a dream or a prophecy or a vision or anything like that. It's going via the scriptures, because it says, tongues shall cease and prophecy will fail, but the word of God endured forever. And that's what you and I, we're going via the word, whether people like it or not, and it's all the things that you and I be putting out there, because at the end of the day, it's the word of God that's going to test everything, that's going to judge everything. Jesus said, the Father judges no man. And then He said, the words that I speak to you are going to judge you that day. That's why you and I, we're glued to the word of God. And we found it through the ministry of Brother Branham and through the ministry of Brother Jack to clarify everything up. They told us who Babylon is.
That's right. They told
us what's going on out there. That European nation, all of a sudden, you can see it unfolding right before your very eyes. All of a sudden, NATO is turning the back on the U.S. And before it's going to be all over, you're going to find out the word of God has the final say-so and everything. And all we're doing, we're just putting out the word of God for whosoever will. Mm-hmm. You could go and listen to these donkeys out there, these false prophets and these prostitute preachers.
You could go listen.
We're not going to tell people what to do and what not to do, because that's not what you and I are about. Yeah. All we're about there is just putting it out there for whosoever will.
Mm-hmm. Like we had a little radio in our sewing room, a little radio, and we had it on a station that basically, I think it was the Altona station, and they had a lot of programs, like Christian programs and preachers, and one after another. And usually after supper, that was around 7 o'clock, I think it was Perry F. Rockwell's hour. Anyway, he would always talk about these beasts of Revelation and Daniel, and you know, I could never grasp what he's trying to say. Mm-hmm. It wasn't until I came to the ministry of Brother Brennan, Brother Jackson, when it was revealed, like the, what it's all about, those beasts and the Babylon, the mystery Babylon, and what all is involved in it. And then you can also see, like in Revelations 13, about the image to the beast. See what there's this, the beast, that's that Roman Catholic apparatus and that landmass of European landmass. And then there's the image to the beast. Those are those harlots out there. Mm-hmm. The World Council of Churches. Mm-hmm. They created an image to the first beast.
Yeah.
And he wanted to copy their mother, like you could say the Vatican. That's their, that is the whore, the mother. And then you, the harlots out there, those are the denominational churches out there, the World Council of Churches. They made an image. And then all these things start making sense, and who's really driving it. You see the office of the Pope, that's why it says that man of sin, whoever has wisdom, 666 is the number of his name. And then when you will take that title of what a Pope's title is, and then you would take the Roman numerals of it, mm-hmm. and calculate it, you come out to 666.
Yeah.
And that is the office of the Pope. And that's the one who's riding the scarlet colored beast. Now, it might not look like he has anything to say, but it's the spirit behind it. It's really, you have to really look at it in the sense of the spirit behind what's controlling it. What's controlling that beast is the Vatican. And that landmass of Iran is part of that beast system. Mm-hmm. Do you think that woman that's riding the beast is going to let go of it so easily when it's part of her landmass? Mm-hmm. Not so fast. Not so fast is she gonna get. It's only until Babylon is going to come down and fall, and that system is going to when the Lord Jesus Christ comes, that beast system and that false prophet gets thrown into the lake of fire, and then it will be gone. And then you will see a different Europe. But until then, it's not going to let its grip off those so fast. You still have close to 3 years for that all mm-hmm. to happen.
Yeah, that's why we're saying Babylon is falling, is falling. It'll take her 7 years from October the 15th, 2021, by the time of right to the day. Mm-hmm. There you may not even see. All of a sudden, things change, and
that's
all
right.
of a sudden,
uh-huh.
there's no more Vatican. That scarlet colored beast is done, and it's all ending. That's why it says, rejoice, O heaven, and rejoice, O earth, and ye holy apostles and prophets. For Babylon is falling right now. She's on the verge mm-hmm. of falling. And just at October, probably it's November, I think we got it. Calculated. You can do the math yourself.
I think it's September.
Anyway, somewhere in 2028, there is no more of that thing out there, such a thing is called Babylon, because she's fallen. And her doom is sealed.
That's
just
right.
a matter of time now.
A matter of time.
And see, we're the only two people on planet Earth that can tell people, bold enough, because we got it via the scriptures, mm-hmm. through that prophetic and that apostolic message. Like mm-hmm. I say, go out and list of these Coptic Christians and all that filth out there. That's why I get so worked up about these filth that call themselves preachers. It's nothing but agents of Satan to deceive the very elect, if it would be possible. But mm-hmm. see, you and I, we've saturated ourselves all our life with the Word of God, and the stuff that we say is exactly spot on.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Heavenly Father, we just want to give you thanks, Lord. We just are grateful, Lord, that you had a message here in the Laodicea Church Hour, Lord, that help us to understand what all this is so we can prepare for the time and hour we're living in. And all these prophecies, Lord, they're just part of the weaving of your work, Lord. You're weaving everything to its finished product, Lord, when that Babylon will be no more. And we see it in your word and we believe it, Lord. And we are grateful, Lord, that you opened up our hearts, our understanding, Lord, that we were babes such as we would learn, Lord, according to what your message with the prophet that you send. And then Brother Jackson continued on that work, Lord. And we're just grateful, Lord, to see the picture, Lord, that Satan's kingdom is coming down, that Babylon is falling, and we can rejoice because it only has a certain time frame, and then the millennium, that glorious reign of the Lord Jesus Christ, that millennium reign sets in, and we thank you, Lord, for all these things, and we can rejoice. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.